We're talking today with Jeff Borchardt with the Kansas City Board of Trade. Jeff, Board of Trade has had obviously a great history, and it looks like you're about ready to enter into kind of a new era of that with the announcement of CME purchasing the Kansas City Board of Trade. Tell me where we stand on that and what you expect as that goes forward.
Okay. Well, thanks, Ron. You're exactly right. Kansas City's Board of Trade shared a long 156-year history. We founded before the Civil War, and we're actually Kansas City's oldest operating company. So as you said, on October 17th, we announced that Chicago Mercantile Exchange is going to be acquiring the Kansas City Board of Trade. And as a result, it'll be a good thing for both our shareholders and the market users of our hard red winter wheat product, which, as you know, is the predominant wheat variety grown in the U.S. and exported to foreign countries. So we're excited that with the CME's resources, that we'll be able to give market participants more products and more opportunities, trading opportunities with respect to Chicago-based products than they currently are able to do under just our roof. So there's that advantage. And, the Chicago Board of Trade is a natural fit for the Kansas City Board of Trade because obviously they're the global benchmark for corn, soybeans, and their variety of wheat. And so to bring our global benchmark wheat contract, milling wheat contract in with theirs, it's a pretty natural fit. And I think our shareholders are comforted by that fact. And we'll look forward to the new product extensions and additional trading strategies that combination offers.
What does this mean for the physical location of the Kansas City Board of Trade?
Well, I think, as we said in the release, that CME has committed to maintaining a presence on the like a trading floor at the Kansas City Board of Trade for at least 6 months, and that's just basically a placeholder. You know, they had to say at least some amount of time, so they said 6 months. They'll analyze it and see, you know, if it has value, I'm sure they'll run it longer. And as far as the presence in Kansas City, I have no reason at this time to think that anything's going to change anytime soon. We have a good solid brand, you know, 156-year-old brand. We have market participants that have been comforted in using our hard red winter wheat futures product for forever, and I can assure them that that contract and its utility will not change, that the CME also committed to maintaining an advisory committee made up of our wheat contract committee members for at least 3 years, and that's a pretty good time frame to comfort the marketplace to know that, you know, nothing drastic is going to change anytime soon, that they'll still have the great utility that they've enjoyed with our product over the years.
Jeff, the reality of today's world is that we're seeing these futures markets, the open outcry, become less important, the electronic trade more important. Has that been part of the reality that you've seen here at the Kansas City Board of Trade?
Absolutely, Ron. That's an excellent point. And, you know, we saw it in the financial markets first. They were the first to go electronic. And we knew it would happen with ag, but we knew that they'd probably be the last holdouts. And they have been. And with respect to the futures, we've seen them migrate over. Options still on both the Chicago Mercantile Exchange and our exchange, I think about 60% to two-thirds of the options volume still takes place in the pit because of the complexity of those strategies. But the futures, yeah, the futures have gravitated over since we went side-by-side in 2006. We're up to, I think last month, we did 1% of our futures volume open outcry in the pit. So, yeah, I mean, it's just an eventuality of technology.
And you know, you mentioned the options. Obviously, that's been interesting that they've been able to stay and keep a pretty viable presence in the live open outcry. Does that continue, you think, into the future?
Absolutely. I think CME, you know, they still run trading floors, and they run trading floors for futures, but also primarily for the options that still trade predominantly on the trading floor. So they recognize the value involved with having those market makers present to provide deep liquid markets for these complex strategies. That's why, you know, it's been difficult to trade them electronically. Like, futures are pretty standard, and so it's easier to package them in and trade them electronically. But with options, due to the complexity of the myriad strategies that you can get involved with, yeah, they've lended themselves to sustaining in the open outcry arena. So, yeah.
One other thing as far as the migration to some changing times. Obviously, we've got, almost, what, 20 hours a day worth of trading on the electronic side. You lengthened out the open outcry just a little bit. Has that proven to be a good thing, you think, as far as Kansas City?
I think that the extension of trading hours has helped with respect to, especially in the afternoon, lengthening out till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I think it's been good for afternoon commercials that want to continue to hedge up their cash purchases from producers. So it's been good in the morning. I think it's been probably a good transition, at least we've seen so far. There hadn't been a lot of disruption with the USDA reports and having our markets open during those times instead of watching the business flow to the over-the-counter or overseas markets to do that. We're able to do it ourselves now. So I think there's positives there. And I'm looking forward to the USDA changing their release times to 11 o'clock starting January 1st so we can go back to the normal open outcry opening time of 9:30 in the morning on the trading floor instead of 7:20. So, but I think it's been good overall.
Are you seeing a lot of volume and that opening time frame around, what, 5 o'clock Central Time? Are you seeing some folks, open outcry, but the electronic 5 o'clock? Are you seeing some folks jump in there fairly quick in that electronic environment?
Absolutely. On the opening at nights for the next day's business, it's been wonderful because it allows the commercials that have done business late in the afternoon to go in that evening and hedge up and mitigate their risk, which they would otherwise have to hold until the opening of the open outcry market at 9:30 the next day. So the transition to side-by-side trading, and now with the lengthened hours and the opening at 5 o'clock in the evening, it means that from 2 o'clock in the afternoon when the markets close, if you're doing cash business between 2 and 5, when the markets open at 5, you can get that risk mitigated immediately rather than holding it overnight.
So a lot of folks are jumping in at 5 o'clock on the electronic board and really starting to utilize that.
Absolutely. You see a lot of activity between 5 and probably 8 or 9 at night. Yeah. Now, obviously, it tails off when you get into the wee hours of the morning. But, the first few hours and then early in the morning when it before the open of the floor, you see good activity. Yeah.
Thank you, sir.